Morning, everyone. Welcome to the 10:45 service here at Irwin First United Methodist Church. Reverend Lake couldn't be here today. He was he's out sick with the flu, so I'm filling in for him. The greeting today is going to come from Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. And Paul placed his hands on them. The Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Let our worship today help us to remember our baptisms and that the Holy Spirit is ready and willing to guide us on our journey here on earth.
Please stand for the call to worship. Come all who would hear the call to proclaim God's prophetic word. We are called to carry hope to lives where hope has been lost. We are called to proclaim God's mercy and grace for all to hear. The hymn of praise at the turning of the year is printed in the bulletin.
Thank you. Please be seated. Today's scripture lesson is found on page 1 of your pew Bibles. It is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Please join me in the responsive reading found on page 761 of your hymnals. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strips the forests bare.
And in his temple all cry, "O Lord."
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as ruler forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless the people with peace.
We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. As I am sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew and pass it to others in your pew, finally returning it toward the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews, so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys. There's a lot of announcements this morning. At the end of this service, there's going to be the unhanging of the greens until like roughly 2 o'clock. There'll be pizza provided, and it'll be over before the Steeler game, I'm told. Today is the last day to order citrus fruit from the Outreach Committee fundraiser. If you're interested in purchasing oranges or grapefruits, please fill out your order form and return it with the payment. The outreach will be in the narthex this morning to take your order. Beginning tomorrow, January 9th, the United Methodist Women will meet at 10 a.m. in the parlor of our church. There's also the announcement in the bulletin about the nursery, which you guys can read for yourself. And I'm told that today is the 60th wedding anniversary of Bill and Elaine Mace. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Group of kids today. So, do you guys know what Sunday this is today? What? No? I'll give you a hint. What's that big thing there in the back? Huh? Anybody? What's that? I can't hear you very well. Here, let me get down one more step. Maybe I can. All right, say it again.
I have no idea. Well, it's the baptism font. So what? Who was baptized? Did anybody look at the bulletin today? Jesus was baptized. That's what this is, Baptism of Jesus Sunday. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have you guys act this out for me, okay? So that everybody can kind of see what this is. So we need, what were the parts of what happened there? Anybody know the story? No, not that. It's the baptism. It's after that. So who was the one that baptized Jesus? John. John the Baptist. Do you guys know why they call him John the Baptist? Because he baptized people. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I guess like if you look at the old language, it even says like just John the Baptizer. It's just like everybody was defined by what they did. So if you were, what would you guys be? Like what do you guys do sometimes that you think would be you? Would you be something the kid, or it sounds almost like a Western thing? So okay, we have John the Baptist. So we're gonna need a John the Baptist. You gonna be John the Baptist? You look like a John the Baptist. Okay. And don't worry, we won't make you wear the camel hair robe or anything like that. You know. Okay, so then we have that, and we're gonna need a Jesus. You wanna be Jesus? Okay, you'll be Jesus. And then we need water. Who's gonna be water? We'll have two waters, okay. And what else do we need? We need somebody with a loud voice. Can anybody be really loud?
Oh, cool. She has a loud voice.
I don't know. You had a pretty loud voice. I think everybody heard you very clearly. No, do you want to be the loud voice? You can be very loud. Can you be very loud today? Okay. So what else might we need? There's one more piece we're missing here. You can be loud too. Well, that's good. So who else doesn't have a part real quick? Okay. Well, we're going to need a dove, because whenever this happened, there was a dove that came down and brought the Holy Spirit to Jesus. Okay. So whoever we have left, we'll have them be the water. How about that? So I need all the water to line up here up front. And what does water do? What does water do? Kind of just waves around. So wave around. I want you guys to stand up there and be water. Everybody that's left. Be water. Okay, we got our water. Now keep waving. Okay, now we need John the Baptist. Where's John the Baptist? You're John the Baptist? Okay. You're going to be standing by the water. Okay, now who was Jesus? You're Jesus. All right. So you're going to come out and he's going to baptize you. We won't use real water, so it's okay. So how did they do baptisms then? Do you guys know? No, keep waving. There you go. Come on, big waves. Well, it's a really stormy day. Let's make it that way. All right, there you go. Yeah, you were dipped under the water. So can you dip her? Can like tip her over? You think you can? Here, Jesus, come over and stand with John. I think you can do it. Just here, come over here and then just squat down by the water, so you'll be dipped under the water. Oh, not you. You know you're not being baptized. You got to make sure she does that. So go by the water. The water's over here. It's the wavy people. Squat down. There you go. Now she's been baptized. She comes back up, and then what happens next? Does anybody know? The dove comes down, so we need the Holy Spirit. You read the Holy Spirit? Okay, so I want you to come up here, and I want you to swoop down, like flap your arms and swoop down. Flap your arms. Yeah, there you go. So the Holy Spirit came to Jesus, and then what was the one more thing? Who's our loud voice? Okay, you have to yell really loud, "This is my son, Jesus. This is my son, with him I'm pleased." Can you do that? All right. So stand up and do it in a loud voice from heaven. Here. Whoa. Say, this is my son Jesus, with him I am well pleased. Can you say, or just say, this is my son Jesus, really loud.
This is my son Jesus.
There you go. Let's everybody give him a big hand. Okay, so today we're going to, we'll pray first. Everybody sit down, back down. We'll go ahead and pray. All right. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for baptism and what it can remind us of. And we ask that you just bless this service today and bless everybody here. And we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, today, you know how we were collecting, we were doing money for, I think the mission chair was last month. Well, this month it's going to be for a thing called Bethany House. And what that is an organization that, you'll get one too. Yeah, and what it is it's an organization that kind of helps people that are, people that are in tough situations and helps with education, helps with all kinds of things like that. It's a really good program, and it's a program that I guess a lot of churches are encouraged to kind of help out with, in especially our district. So let's everybody grab a cup. Here we can. Who wants a big cup?
Me.
Oh, boy. Okay, everybody wants big cups. We're in trouble. Oh, we don't have enough big cups for everybody. Okay. You can, how about you take two small cups? Oh. Who hasn't even just got a cup? Oh. Well, you said you wanted a big cup. Now you can have two cups. You just want one cup? Okay, well, you can just have one cup. Oh, and you need bulletins. I'm sorry. That time in the service where we thank God for our joys and pray for some of our concerns. Is there any prayers or concerns you want to lift up today? Okay. I have one up here, Sue Schroyer. So if we could remember her in our prayers and also praise God for the anniversary we have today too. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Father God, we come before you today in worship and ask your presence at work here with us. In the songs that we sing, in the words that we speak, the words that we hear, let everything we do here today be to your glory, Lord God. We pray for all the amazing blessings in our lives. Most of all, we pray for the little things that we can often forget, the things that we can overlook, the ones that really matter, like things that just simply meeting our everyday needs and being present with us throughout our life and times of trial and even not. We are blessed even just to have this opportunity at life and the opportunity to come here and worship you and serve you, Lord. We pray for all those that are in pain around the world today. We pray for all that haven't heard the good news of Christ. We pray for the many people listed in our prayer list, the people that we pray for, Sue, and we pray for prayer lists everywhere. We pray that you know what all these different people need. You know what's going on in their lives, and we ask your presence and to be there and to be what they need and to be exactly what your will is, Lord, and to let your will be done in their lives. We thank you for all that you are and all that you do. We pray all this in Christ's name, that taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering? Gracious, giving God, we come to you grateful for the person and presence of Jesus, your beloved Son, not only as our example, but also as our Savior. We thank you for the faith of John the Baptist, who consented to the role to which you had called him. Prompt us to look for you, the Holy Spirit, here in our midst. Imbue these gifts that we bring, the substance of our lives, to support your transforming work among your people, particularly with the poor and those suffering in our midst. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The scripture reading for today comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. You can find this in your pew Bibles on page 33 of the New Testament. The word of the Lord. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And there went out to him all the country of Judea, and all the people of Jerusalem. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel hair and had a leather girdle around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After he comes, he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, with thee I am well pleased." The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this came to me as quite a surprise that I was preaching today. I got a call last night, and Pastor Lake was really not due. He's really sick with the flu, and so he was not going to be able to be here. And so I tried to sound very comforting on the phone, like, "Oh, no problem, I got this." And then I got off the phone and panicked. Well, I mean, luckily, though, today's the scripture. I was looking through the bulletin then last night, and the gospel reading for today, it was a fairly simple one. I figured it was one I could really work without, you know, without needing too many, like, you know, it wasn't one that it was so in-depth that I would need hours and hours of study before I could even begin to work on preparation. It was one that I kind of, you know, I've read many times, I've kind of been through. It's not too complicated, it's pretty straightforward. But I think it was good because, you know, it's It's sometimes the simplest of scriptures, I feel like sometimes they have just the right reminders or even just have an explanation that we might need to hear written right into them. Baptism is something that, on some level, I think itself can seem so very simple. Or at the same time, it can also be misunderstood or overcomplicated. There's been quite a few baptisms since I started here. I'm not sure exactly how many. I had these high ambitions even last night where I was like, I'm going to go through. And I started looking up some of the old bulletins trying to find out how many we had. And then I gave up on that. And I realized I really didn't have time to do that. But since I've started here, we've had quite a few. It's been a good number. But during each one of those, we hear the same promise. We say the same words about what baptism is, both for the person being baptized and for the congregation. I think all of us, sometimes the importance of the commitment, sometimes it'll strike us more strongly than others. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, the weight of the words really just don't hit us. I think it's sometimes the importance of the commitment. We feel the weight of that commitment, and it's overbearing and it's overwhelming. And then other times we may not feel that. We may just be going through the motions, saying the words. And it's easy just to say the words and forget to acknowledge what we're saying. And I think it's also just as easy to let those words overwhelm us, like I said, because they're pretty strong. The great part from this text is that it gives a very simple understanding to take away about baptism. It starts out by talking about John the Baptist and what he was doing by baptizing people, that he was, you know, announcing Jesus' coming as he was doing this, and that he, in letting everybody know that Jesus would come and not baptize them, he would baptize them in the Holy Spirit, not just water. Then Jesus comes, and when he's baptized, two things happen. First, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove on him. And then secondly, a voice from heaven acknowledges him and says, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." While we may not hear a voice that says who we are, well, I mean, since we're Methodists, we baptize as infants. So, I mean, if we're hearing a voice, I guess we may not know that they were hearing a voice, a loud booming voice saying, you know, "You are this in your life," an acknowledgement of who they were in their lives. But because I found it interesting in the scripture, the little side note, I guess, scripture, I guess, says that it said to, like, him instead of saying to they, like, for everybody there. So it was almost as if Jesus was the, saying Jesus was the only one that really heard this voice. It wasn't like the whole crowd had was in on it. And so it just seemed kind of interesting to me. Little side note. So while we don't hear that, there's still an acknowledgement made. Baptism itself isn't some kind of saving grace. It's not. It's more of an outward acknowledgement and accepting of our grace, a grace that's already there, a grace that God has given us. For those that aren't old enough yet to express their commitment to Christ, a promise is made to raise them to fulfilling that commitment, which that's what we do during confirmation. It's saying that we accept Christ as our Savior and accept the grace given through his sacrifice for us. The commitment and promise in baptism to serve Christ tied into that acknowledgement. It went hand in hand. Whenever we have an acknowledgement of who we are together as a congregation during baptism, there's a lot of commitment and promise involved in that. And with that acknowledgement comes a lot of responsibilities. It's not an empty commitment, I said overwhelming, that it was overwhelming, and I really mean that. It's a really overwhelming call in our lives when you think about it. We have a responsibility then not just to each other in the body of Christ, but it's more than that. It's a responsibility first to the children, like I mentioned before, that maybe were raised, that they were baptized and then they're raised in the church. We have a responsibility to every person that we baptize here. It's a responsibility even further than that, though. It's that when we take that further, it's more than that. We're not just responsible then for the children in our church, the children that still attend even, the ones that are still involved. We're involved, we are responsible for trying to take care of all the children, even the ones that don't attend anymore. And then we're also, if we take it a little step further, it's really we're responsible for all the other children that may not have been baptized, but we make a commitment there in our baptism to bring the good news of Christ to those that need it, to bring it to all children. And I think the hardest part to realize is that if we're truly honest with ourselves, the commitment goes even further. In the promise made during baptism by both the congregation and by the person being baptized, we become responsible for bringing all those who don't understand God's grace yet to Christ. That means it goes way beyond just the children in the church are being responsible for them, the children in other churches, the children everywhere. We are now responsible for everybody that hasn't found Christ. They are the same as those children that we say, you know, we are promised to raise them towards that fulfillment so that they fulfill those vows. We're now responsible to care for everybody. There's another part of the scripture, though, that kind of brings a little hope to this, because otherwise that's a heavy load to really consider. It's a lot that we promise and make in that commitment. If we were just left with that, it's simply too overwhelming. But when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, there's the Holy Spirit. Baptism is an invitation to the Holy Spirit to work through us and work in our lives. When we let the Holy Spirit guide us, there's nothing we can't do. There's no calling by God that is too hard. The Holy Spirit knows best. It knows when we let it in and give it room to work in our lives, it'll lead us in the right direction. It'll help us in fulfilling that commitment we make during baptism. Today we're going to be reaffirming our baptism vows together as a congregation. And when we do this, I want everybody to take the words you say really to heart and to think about them. And really let that weight of commitment be felt. But at the same time, let that hope be felt. It's knowing that the Holy Spirit is really in charge of our lives and that with that help, we can do it. And let the Holy Spirit guide you as you go through that today. You can find the reaffirmation on page 50 of your hymnal. How we're going to do this is we're going to go through the reaffirmation on page 50 and the pages beyond. And then during our last hymn, and then after the benediction when we're leaving, the baptismal font is in the back. And what you can do is you can touch the water as a way of just remembering your baptism. So if you could please join me in the reaffirmation of our baptismal covenant. Oh, and I forgot about this last service. I almost forgot again. The Thanksgiving part that's on page 52, it's in your bulletin. It has the up-to-date version of what your response is. But so we're going to start on page 50. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And this is God's gift offered to us without a price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of the world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church with Christ, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
I will.
Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Life of the Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all
people. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water call to your remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us in righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ we may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Remember your baptism and be thankful.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit work within you, and having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us rejoice in the faithfulness of our covenant God.
We give thanks for all that God has already given us. As members of the body of Christ and in his congregation and the members of his church, we will faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service,
the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. In the reaffirmation of our baptismal covenant. Oh, and I forgot about this last service. I almost forgot again. The Thanksgiving part that's on page 52, it's in your bulletin. It has the up-to-date version of what your response is. But so we're going to start on page 50. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And this is God's gift offered to us without a price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of the world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
Amen.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church with Christ, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water call to your remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins and you clothe us in righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ we may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Remember your baptism and be thankful.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit work within you, and having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us rejoice in the faithfulness of our covenant God.
We give thanks for all that God has already given us. As members of the body of Christ and in his congregation in the church, we will faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service,
the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Now, if you could please join me in singing hymn number 2123. And during the hymn, you can go back and touch the water and remember your baptism.
Thank you.
Go with the peace of God on your heart and His word on your lips. Go and tell the world the good news of Jesus Christ. Live out your baptism covenant. Amen.